This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also here after a long weekend.
Good morning.
Everybody have a good day off yesterday?
Yeah.
It was great.
It was good?
It was actually wonderful, George.
Good.
How about you?
It was good. Mo and I were just talking, though. It's like it's been kind of a busy stretch. And it's like you get a day off and your body's like, oh, you can rest? Then we're going to fall
apart. Shut down.
So
that's how
it was one of those things. Here's the interesting thing. We just went through the last weekend without NFL Texans football.
Whoa.
Until February of next year. Well, hopefully it'll be into late February because of the playoffs. But NFL starts this weekend. We'll talk all about that. We have jury duty coming up in just about 10 minutes. Also, Mono Country in about 20 minutes. And good news on the way with the 610 Amen. But right now, let's talk about the top three stories that are trending here in Texas.
Number three.
Mattress Mack sent a health update. On Sunday, he posted a video saying that Friday he felt sick, couldn't sleep. Saturday, he missed his exit to work and didn't know where he was. Then yesterday, he was on day three at the hospital. Massive swelling in his leg, red rash all over it, and the comment section.
Oh,
woo!
No. Can only imagine.
Yes.
I actually went to see him on Saturday, and he was there at Gallery Furniture. Mm-hmm. And they were like, yeah, probably not the best idea to do the Facebook Live today with Mattress Mac. And then
about an
hour later, he was in the hospital.
He was in the hospital.
He was there. I saw him. I physically saw him.
Yeah.
And then they rushed him off to the hospital.
Prayers for Mattress Mac.
Number two.
A series of new laws went into effect on September 1st. The one that's getting a lot of talk you've probably heard of is the SCOPE Act, which is securing children online. The only part of that went into effect. It's just limiting kids in social media, which is amazing. But the other law to keep in mind is the one about getting rid of state inspections for our non-commercial vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
And it's happening in most Texas counties. It doesn't start till January 1st, but it did kind of go into effect. So you'll start seeing those increase in registration dollars because of it.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Record-setting rainfall led to flooding in Galveston over Labor Day weekend. As of yesterday afternoon, they had over 5 inches, like 5.5 inches. And it set a record. The old record was set in 1941, and it was just over 4.5 inches. So a whole other inch of rain, record-setting, and it's going to be like that this week. Only 40% chance of showers today, but those chances go back up to 70% for our Wednesday and Thursday.
Some crazy videos posted online yesterday, too, of folks down in Galveston.
Oh, my goodness.
Trying to get through the water and everything like that. So that's what's trending in Texas. Those are the top three stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, all powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Hi, I'm Leslie. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I get married today.
No! Are you kidding me?
Why are you on the phone with us?
Yes. I was on the radio. I'm driving to the venue now, so...
Whoa!
It's me and my two dogs.
Oh my gosh, hilarious. Are your dogs your bridesmaids?
No, not necessarily, but they're there.
They're
it's one of
be
my
there, yeah.
favorite pictures from my wedding is me and my husband and my two dogs. So cute.
Yes, we have two, so we're so excited.
Is this our official invite?
Yes, you'll come.
We'll sneak in next to your aunt and uncle. It's fine.
Yeah. Well,
hey, I'll sit next to the dogs. I don't care. I don't mind at all. Give your husband-to-be a big shout-out.
My husband-to-be is Nathan Blaine, and I love him so much, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him.
Oh. All right, give us the 30-second version of your all's love story, yes. How you met.
So we went to school together. We knew each other since second grade, but we didn't know that anything was going to happen. We started talking whenever I was in high school, and then we just started dating since then. So
wild.
Yeah, we're kind of high school sweethearts.
Oh my gosh. Love this so much. Y'all, can I get an amen for Leslie this morning on her wedding day?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Of course.
You can be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. And as you wake up, let's get you caught up. Here are the top three things that are trending in Texas.
Number three.
Mattress Mac, the beloved Houstonian businessman, has shared another update from his hospital stay at St. Luke's. In a heartfelt social media post, Mac revealed that doctors are working to determine the cause of a massive swelling in his leg, accompanied by a red rash and memory loss he experienced over the week.
Number two.
A sad story. A 90-year-old Navy vet named Nelson Beckett was shot and killed at the hands of a carjacker on Saturday outside his apartment in a senior living complex. The shooter also stole his car and then ran over the veteran as he sped away.
And the top story trending in Texas.
A record-setting rainfall this Labor Day left some parts of Galveston Island flooded. The island saw more than 5.5 inches of rain on Monday, which is a new record. The previous record of 4.6 inches was set in 1941. And that's what's trending in Texas on the Morning Bullpen.
Bedtime last night at Eric's house turned into a big old fat lie. How did Eric lie to his son Ford? We'll get to that in just a second. First, we wanted to know, what lie did your parents tell you as a child that you believed for way too long? Emma's on the phone. Emma, good morning. You say this was at your parents. You actually told this to your children. What did you tell them?
So we would go on road trips, and during the nighttime, travel time, my kids would always want to turn the dome light on inside the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Look for things, get things, whatever, right? And so I would tell them, you better hurry up and turn that off. I'm going to get a ticket, y'all. I'm going to get a ticket. You have to turn it off. And it's illegal. I can't drive like this at night. And my daughter was in her early 20s. And was on a road trip with one of her friends, and her friend had turned the dome light off, and she did the same thing to her friend and was like, you have to turn it off. It's illegal. We're going to get a ticket.
It's illegal.
And her friend was like, what are you talking about? No lie. By the time they got to Colorado, she called me, and she's like, Mom, I can't believe you. I hate you so much right now. I cannot believe that you told me this, and I believed this for so long.
Yep.
Parents' lies that you believe for way too long. Eric, I think your son's going to have a story after last night.
Oh, George, it was not a lie if he's listening.
He might be. Totally true.
Should have thought through this a little better.
Yeah.
No, last night, though, Ford's, he's 5 years old, mm-hmm. and his leg was hurting. He said, it feels like it's bubbling, Daddy. I don't even know what that means, but that's the way a kid processes some sort of pain in his leg. Mm-hmm. I think it was growing pains, if we're being honest.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, 5 years old, I can see that.
So my wife yells down, says, honey, will you bring me the magic oil? You know, the magic oil that helps make all the pains go away. Yes, dear, I will bring you the magic oil. And so I got the magic oil, and I brought it up, and he immediately felt better, George, because it was magic.
Wow.
So now he wants the magic oil.
So do
every
I,
night.
Actually.
Ford, you're living a lie. You're living a lie. What, Mo, what was like a story, a lie that your parents told you that you believed way too long?
Yes, there was a statue in our hometown that was a little bit creepy, maybe like gargoyle-y, and it had these eyes. And our mom told us if we didn't have our seatbelts on, it would glow. The eyes would glow and it would come alive.
What?
That's a little hard.
I was more scared of it than anything in the entire world. And we got our seatbelts on so fast.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like Emma, though. The one that sticks with me is the dome light. My dad was a stickler for that. And again, it's like even into my adult years, you know, I was like, I can't turn on the dome light. You can't turn on the dome light. What about you, Eric? Any lie that your parents told you as a child?
So I used to suck my thumb.
Yes.
I was a thumb sucker. Mm-hmm. And they told me if I kept doing it, that I would cut off the circulation and my thumb would fall off.
Ooh.
I like it.
So I stopped sucking my thumb.
All right, we want to know, tell us the lie that your parents told you that you believed for way, way too long. 713-881-5500. Your calls right now. If you have not seen the video of Post Malone riding down the street on a horse along with Dwight Yoakam singing while they're out for a night in California, you got to find that on social media this morning, all right? We're talking about lies that your parents told you as a kid that you believed for way, way too long.
Sam's on the phone in Pasadena. Hey, Sam, what's your parents telling you?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Good morning. Yes, my parents would always tell me every time I finished getting out of the shower to use socks or sandals and never be barefoot on the floor because I'd get sick. And so now I'm 44 and tell my daughter this, and the reason why, they always freak out. They're like, Dad, I've never seen you with you just barefoot on the floor. You always using socks and you're always using sandals because you'll get sick, you know? And then my wife was always making fun of me, but that's the lie. I grew up believing.
And so you're still perpetuating it. You put on socks when you get out of the shower so you don't get, quote, sick.
Yes, exactly.
What? Why would your mom tell you that?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I don't know. I guess it's a Hispanic thing or something. I just don't know. And, and so I up until this day, just wear socks and sandals. Yeah.
I'm picturing Sam walking around right now getting ready for work in nothing but socks and sandals this morning. What's the lie that your parents told you that you believed way too long? 713-881-5500 on the Bull. All right, you got about 30 minutes to come up with a great idea for a 10-minute tune today, right? You can call in 30 minutes, be on the show, help Eric decide what we should sing about today on the 10-minute tune. Eric lied to his son.
Oh, come on, George.
Last night. I don't know that life will ever be the same.
Growing pain, and he asked for the magic oil. And the magic oil is very different than the regular oil.
Just the regular oil.
Exactly. Yeah, no. The magic oil makes all aches and pains go away immediately and helps you go right to sleep.
What's the lie that your parents told you that you believe for way, way too long? That's what we want to know this morning.
Dana's on the phone in Houston. Hey, Dana, tell us the lie.
Good morning. So my parents would tell me if I ate a watermelon seed, I would grow a watermelon in my belly.
Yes.
Is that not true?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought that was real.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe the 10-minute tune should be about all the lies your parents told you.
Lies.
Dana's getting her shot in early here on the lies that your parents told you that you believed for way too long.
All right, Kim and Harden, what's the lie that you believed?
Kim?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah. Make sure you're off the speakerphone so we can hear you a little better, okay?
Okay, so it wasn't my parents, it was my grandmother. She told me if I wore a dress and I sat on a plastic chair with my panties, I would get pregnant.
Wait.
Really?
I had never heard that.
There's
one.
So many layers to this. This is like an onion.
I can go to any of them. It's like there's kids in the car.
So let me just ask this. How long did you believe that, Kim?
Yes, fair question.
Till I was about 14.
Okay, all right.
14.
Why was she telling like a 10-year-old this?
That started when I was four. Wow. Okay, there's lots of questions about your grandma that are coming up there. Lies that your parents told you that you believe for way, way too long. We always love your calls here on the Morning Bullpen.
And coming up in just about 15 minutes, it's time to get you on the line. Get ready for jury duty. As you wake up this morning, we'll get you caught up. The top three stories that are trending in Texas coming up in just about 5 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Right now, it's time for jury duty. This is where we get your opinions to solve a daily dilemma. And the question before us this morning, Mo.
Are people who back into parking spaces pretentious?
No, that's not the question.
What's the question, Eric?
The question officially written on my piece of paper is, are people who back into parking spaces pretentious buttholes?
I refuse from saying that word.
Will you say b-hole?
No.
Come on.
Come on, b-hole is a good compromise.
That's the question today.
Okay, that's the question.
And why? Why, George?
Because we went out to lunch, and Mo backs into parking spaces.
Always.
And when she was backing in, Eric's like, what are you doing?
No, she does it all the time. Mm-hmm. But I didn't. So she does it here at work, George.
Yes.
And I don't get here when she gets here. She gets here like 10 minutes before me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I always see her car backed in. I thought she just did that because nobody's here.
Right.
But she does it in a crowded parking lot, makes people wait.
No.
Yes,
it's
you do.
Not, it's not any slower than
it
regular.
Is so much slower.
Just because you don't know how to park your car doesn't mean that should affect me.
It takes safer, twice as long.
It's safer for me as a woman backing my car in because I know my surroundings. And second, it's easier to get out when people like you that don't know how to park, park next to me or around me.
How did gender come into this? I don't understand at all.
All of a sudden, it's become a mandate on gender parking here.
I hate women because I think that you shouldn't back into your parking space.
You're trying to get after me.
That doesn't work. All right, so we want to know the answer to the question. Question again, Mo, is?
Are people who back into parking spaces pretentious? Yes or no?
Pretentious b-holes.
B-holes.
That's Jay is in New Caney. Jay, I didn't mean to call you a b-hole, by the way,
though.
Jay. You drive, it says here you drive a GMC Denali. What do you think? Yes or no?
No, I like to back in so it's easier to pull out because I'm not very good at pulling in straight. So it's a lot easier for me to back in.
Exactly.
What?
So many cameras on our cars these days that it just is so much easier to back in.
Eric, she's kind of proven your point. Maybe it's because they can't park normally that they have to back into
That's
the parking
really
space. I don't know.
Kathy's on the phone in Pearland. Kathy, you drive a mom SUV, so you know the answer to this question. Are people who back into parking spaces pretentious? Yes or no?
No, I back in 80% of the time because I may need to leave in a hurry.
That's right.
What?
Bye, girl.
What is it? But it takes twice as long.
Everyone's
waiting on you.
Wait, Kathy, are you like a getaway driver for a bank robber? You never know.
I'm saving your number, Kathy.
All right. Let's go to Jonathan in Sweeney. Jonathan says you drive a Dodge, big Dodge truck. Are people who back into parking spaces pretentious b-holes?
No, not at all.
Do you back in?
Oh, yeah.
What? What is this?
That way no one hits my hitch when they walk past me.
See, you're just looking out for others, Jonathan.
Do you also sit down when you go to the bathroom?
Oh, wow. Goodbye. Can you hear Jonathan's voice? He would sit on you.
All right. That was juror number three. We need to go to juror number four now.
All right. Number four is Tara in Spring. Hey, Tara. Are people who back into parking spaces pretentious b-holes?
Yes. No, and I love you. So I'm like, gosh, why do you back in? I do not back in.
I think it's interesting that Eric skipped what kind of car you drive, Tara.
She drives a Honda Accord.
It seems fair. Like
all these big
vehicles. Car,
yes.
She can just whip and nay-nay all over the place.
I can just whip it in this spot. I don't have to back up.
Totally there you go.
Back in. Okay,
totally
all right,
different.
Got it. All right. And Gloria, a Jeep Grand Cherokee driver here in Houston, juror number five. Are people who back into parking spaces pretentious b-holes?
Not at all.
Oh, no.
I always back in.
All right, so it's
and
the
it's
SUV
a safety issue too.
It's the SUV people.
Wait,
we figured
also
it out.
Said it's a safety issue, we're going to teach
safety
the little whip
issue.
And nay-nays.
Okay. All right, so Mo.
Go ahead. Are people who back into parking spaces pretentious b-holes? No.
No,
there we go.
It's overwhelming.
Final verdict.
I think we asked the wrong question. I think we should have asked, but is Mo a pretentious b-hole?
The answer is unanimously yes.
The answer would be different, I think. It's jury duty. We do it every morning here with George, Mo, and Eric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for our 10-minute tune this morning. This is where you give us a topic, and Eric has to create a song off that topic. But it starts with your phone call. 713-881-5500 is the number.
Sally's on the phone in the Woodlands. Sally, what would you like Eric to sing about today?
Well, I was giving it some thought, and I had this date with a guy over the weekend. And, you know, he was a good dude. I'm not going to take that away from him. But he was a really bad tipper.
Oh, how bad's really bad, though? Come on.
God, like, he left $2 on the table. $2? How did you come to that? And he said, one for you, one for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Gross. He sounds slimy, Sally.
Yeah, I mean, when he turned around, I just, you know, slipped a 10 on the
I think I would have done the same thing.
Good for you.
You know what? Since Dan and Shay were playing over the weekend, why don't we do it in Dan and Shay style?
Oh, she knows what she wants. She wants not a bad tipper, and she wants Dan and Shay.
Sally, thank you for the call this morning. Good suggestion.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
CJ is on the phone in Pasadena. CJ, what do you want Eric to sing about today?
The fact that Uggs are the crux of fall footwear.
Get off our phone line, CJ.
CJ.
That's actually a good observation.
Mo wears Uggs all the time.
Every day.
Swears by them, but she says, I'm an idiot for wearing Crocs all the time. So you,
you
just called
you
her out.
You two need to fight it out over footwear.
Who would win, CJ? Who would win?
I like it. All right. 713-881-5500 is the number. You give us your suggestion this morning.
All right. Bear in Pearland, what should I sing about?
I think you should sing about a man starting up his own trucking company with two trucks.
Would that man be you, Bear?
That man would be me.
Good for you, Bear.
Shout out.
Good for you. That's kind of more of an amen story.
It is.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great. That's an amen story. All right, Eric, so we have a bad date. He was a bad tipper. She had to put money on the table.
Yes.
We have the footwear fight
that
CJ suggested. And Bear, again, I tell Bear, I think that's more of an amen story, but what do you think?
I think, you know what? I like that Sally threw in the extra difficulty of telling me what artist to do.
By the way, the Dan and Shay show this weekend was outstanding. So
let's do it in the style of Dan and Shay. Let's do Sally's Bad Tipper song.
Okay. Bad Tippers is going to be our 10-minute tune today. Let's find out what Eric can create with that. It's coming up in just two songs here on the Morning Bullpen. Eric has done a lot of stuff in his life, but he's never done this, and he's nervous about it. We'll tell you about it coming up in 15 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, it's time for our 10-minute tune to find out what Eric has created off a unique suggestion this morning.
Yes, very specific. It came from Sally in the Woodlands.
I had this date with a guy over the weekend. And, you know, he was a good dude. I'm not going to take that away from him. But he was a really bad tipper.
He was a bad tipper, she said. And she even suggested, like, who is what? She saw Dan and Shay this weekend.
Yes.
In the Woodlands.
So she was extra.
Yeah.
Extra specific.
She wanted Eric to do it in the style of that. Does that help or hurt when somebody gives you the...
You know what? It actually helped today. Usually it hurts.
Really?
Okay.
But the second that she said a couple of key words, I go, oh, I know exactly which Dan and Shay song I could do.
Okay. Well, what'd you do?
Tequila.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Tipper. Right. See? Okay. Tipper. Tequila.
Okay. I don't get that, but let's find out what he did with today's suggestion on the 10-minute tune.
I could date a violent felon, a satanic witch doing spells, and hey, I would date druggies if they're fine. Scammers I met online, or Star Trek cosplay weirdos, or a clown mime. But if you're a bad tipper, I just can't be with you. Anything less than 15%, then you're a terrible person. Please don't be a cheapskate, or you and me, we can't date. You could be a murderer or kidnapper, but I would still stay with you, unless you're a bad tipper.
Okay,
please don't be a bad tipper.
Okay, all right. I have a lot of issues with that song, but okay.
I understand how that came in your brain.
Well, she said, I've been with a lot of bad people,
yes, but
bad tipping is where I draw the line.
I'm not sure she was going to quite those lengths, but okay.
Clown mime?
Come on. Clown mime, so. By the way, today's 10-Minute Tune brought to you by the Servers Union here in Houston. They want you to do your tips out there. If you want to download that one, you can always get it. It's part of our podcast. What? You don't subscribe to our podcast? Download the Odyssey app. Search for the Morning Bullpen Podcast. Click like, and you'll never miss an episode here on the Morning Bullpen. Got something good going on in your world? We'd love to know about it. The 810 Amen is coming up in just about 20 minutes. You can be part of that here on the Morning Bullpen. Eric has done a lot of stuff in his life. He's had a lot of experiences.
Sure.
But he's about to do something he's never, ever done before.
Wow. That sounded intense, George. It's a college football game. I don't know why. Okay, I do know why. Right. Because I went to community college.
Right.
And then I dropped out to be a big famous actor, and that worked out great for me.
Mm-hmm. How was that community college football team? Were they pretty good?
Oh, no.
Pretty good there, Eric?
Shout out Walter State Community College. So I never really had any affiliation with the college, so I never picked a college team ever. So I've never watched college football. I watch NFL. I'm a Cowboys fan. Mm-hmm. My backup team is the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been to NFL games for both teams.
Do you know how many hours I spent this weekend watching college football?
Oh, exactly.
I love college football.
I could just, so as soon as Pat McAfee got on my screen, I could just like smell the leaves crunching underneath my feet.
It's fall.
I know. That's the thing is college football fans are like diehard college football fans.
Wait, so why are you going this weekend?
So I have two buddies. OU is playing U of H in Norman, Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma, yes.
And so a lot of people down here are actually traveling up for the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
So I have a buddy who is a diehard OU fan. He came from Oklahoma. He breathes that football team.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a diehard U of H fan.
Uh-oh.
Also part of Boys Town, our group of guys that we hang out with. And so there is a major rivalry, a rift in Boys Town.
And y'all are going together? You're all going up together?
We're all riding up together. Yeah, there are drinking stops along the way.
Oh my gosh, yes!
There is tailgating already booked and planned. Uh-huh.
This is not going to go well, Eric. This is not going to go well.
I've never done it before.
The diehards on each side of this. So what gear are you wearing?
Yeah, you're picking a side.
Well, that's the thing is they both bought me gear as well to try to sway me to their side.
They both bought you like college gear.
Yeah. And I'm not.
Oh my God.
Listen, I have no affiliation with any college team whatsoever. Right. But I do
Except
love
the
city of Houston.
Dweebs or whatever they were called.
Stop it.
I love the city of Houston. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I should go with U of H.
Yeah.
There's also the big, like, Texas, Oklahoma. Like, just a state.
Yes.
We don't like Oklahoma, right?
I like him. He's a good one from Oklahoma.
Okay.
So what should I expect? Because they've got, I mean, George, I'm not even kidding. They have the football helmets with the beers on the side of them.
Yes.
They have mapped out all the places to go. He's going to go relive his college days with us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know what to do.
You should probably stay home.
He's doing all this like boomer sooner. He's trying to get me to learn the chants.
I cannot.
First of all, I think I would have eased in a little bit better for my first college football game than going to something like an OU game.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, first things first, you don't have water right now. You should probably be hydrating.
Yes, that's
majorly.
Yes.
By the way, if you tune in the show next Monday. And Eric is not here.
Yes. I honestly think someone might die on this. This feels like The Hangover, the movie The Hangover.
It does kind of, just a little bit. Yeah.
Four of us taking a trip, and he has, I mean, I think we're bringing, and I don't want to misspeak, but I think we're bringing 120 beers.
That's probably not enough. What about snacks? Do you have snacks?
We haven't even discussed it.
Okay. That needs to be involved.
You got to have snacks. Yeah. I agree with Mo. You've got to have something
if you're
to cut,
setting
the,
it up.
Cut the beer. Yeah.
Do you have a grill?
We got an Airbnb, so we can grill out.
Okay. Grill out. Okay. Are you tailgating?
Yes. Setting
game?
Up a tent.
Yes. He knows the best lot for it and the whole thing.
Okay. All right.
So you're just bopping around. You're not setting up like.
No,
actual...
no. We're bopping. Yeah.
Okay, you're bopping.
He says the move is to bring a bottle of liquor with you, and then people start trading stuff with you.
Yeah. Fair.
Honestly,
okay.
The best advice I can give you on this, and again, I've been going to college football games since my teen years.
Yeah.
I love college football.
I know you do.
Love.
That's why
it.
I'm asking you.
My best advice that I could give you for this is thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts.
I mean, I think that's
you stunned at George.
We're gonna get an update though.
No.
I have a feeling this is going to be a theme this week. Ooh. Eric getting ready for his first college football game. And it's at OU, by the way. Playing the Cougs. We'll keep you posted on how it's going here on the Morning Bullpen. You just heard us talking about the fact that Eric is going to his first college football game. It's going to be the U of H and OU game this weekend in Norman. And D-Wayne is on the phone. D-Wayne, what did you have to say about Eric's first football game?
Eric's going to be the one that they're going to be looking for. He's going to get lost in the hangover.
Yes!
He's the lost one in the hangover.
Maybe they could get one of the little front pouches and they could carry you around.
Like they did the baby.
Yeah. Yeah, or
like
maybe get a leash, like a kid's leash. I got a backpack full of beers and it's got a leash on it.
By the way, so many people said, Eric, don't forget to make sure you brush up on your Toby Keith. Did you see what OU is doing at their football games this year?
What are they doing?
Between the third and fourth quarter, they're singing... The whole stadium is singing Toby Keith. So that's amazing.
Awesome.
So brush up on your Toby Keith. We'll keep you posted on what happens with Eric as he gets ready for his first college game this week on the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for money. Because Mo knows country.
All right, let's go to Liberty today. Lauren is there, and she's taking on Mo in Mo Knows Country. Here's how you get $100, Lauren.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Lauren?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. Tell her to get out of here, and we'll get this game started today.
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
Thank you.
All right, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, it was in 1999. This group was amazed by the success of their band when they hit number one. Can you name this Texas-themed band?
Lone Star.
Question number two, Miley might love to know this, but did you know that Lainey Wilson started her career as an impersonator for this Disney star? Name the Disney star.
Hannah Montana.
Question number three. Dirt Road Anthem gave this artist his first big hit in 2011. Kind of blended country with a little bit of rap. Was he A, Luke Bryan, B, Jason Aldean, or C, Blake Shelton?
Jason Aldean.
Question number four. There's a new social media trend trying to distill an entire country song into only one sentence. For instance,
If you cheat on me, I'll destroy your car. Can you name the title of that song?
Ooh, I'm not sure. I'm going to say Before He Cheats.
And question number five. It was over 20 years ago that I'm Gonna Miss Her was a big hit about fishing. Can you name the artist who did that song and also is known as one of the funniest guys in Nashville?
Brad Paisley.
All right, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against. Woo! Mo.
Uh-oh. What? Lauren, you need to call the City Hall of Liberty because you made them proud today. 5 out of 5.
Oh, all right, Mo.
Yes.
You know how this works. I can't give you the answer until we get to the end, okay? Let's see how you do, because Lauren was perfect. Question number one.
Okay.
1999. Mm-hmm. This group was amazed at their success when they hit number one. Which Texas-themed band are we talking about?
Lone Star. Every little thing that you do, I'm
Question
so
number
in
two.
Love with you.
Okay. Question number two. At least Lauren was perfect and didn't sing.
Stop. She wishes she did.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Miley might like to know this. Did you know that Lainey Wilson started her career impersonating this Disney star?
Hannah Montana.
Huh.
I'm confident.
Question number three.
Yes.
Dirt Road Anthem gave this artist a big hit in 2011,
yes.
Blending country with a little bit of rap. Was it A, Luke Bryan, B, Jason Aldean, or C, Blake Shelton?
That was Jason Aldean, B.
Question.
Been chilling on a dirt road.
Number four.
Yes.
New social media trend. They're trying to distill an entire country song into one sentence. For instance, If you cheat on me, I'll destroy your car. Can you name the song?
If you cheat on me, that's Carrie Underwood Before He Cheats. I dug my key into the side of his pretty little suit.
This has become Mo karaoke.
Let's go! Best day ever!
Question number five.
Okay.
It was over 20 years ago that I'm Gonna Miss Her was a big hit about fishing.
Yes.
Can you name the artist who did that song and also was one of the funniest guys in Nashville?
Brad Paisley.
All right, Mo. Question number one,
yes.
Lone Star?
Yes, amazed.
That is correct.
Oh, I love that song.
Question number two.
Yes.
Lainey was an impersonator for?
Hannah Montana.
That also is correct.
Yes.
Question number three. Jason Aldean is correct. So far, they're tied up.
Oh, gosh, what?
New social media trend trying to distill the song down?
Yeah, that's a weird question.
I'll come back to that.
Oh, gosh.
Question number five was Brad Paisley, by the way. You both got that one right.
Yeah, I didn't really understand this one. Distill, what's that mean?
Yep, they're trying to tell you everything you need to know about the song in one sentence.
Oh.
If you cheat on me, I'll destroy your car.
Yeah.
That song actually was...
What?
Before He Cheats by Carrie
Underwood.
The
only one I could think of.
You both got it right. She tied you, Laura. Gosh.
Oh, man.
Oh, so sorry. That means she keeps her money.
Okay.
Lauren, do you want to sing a song with me as you leave?
Sure.
Oh, no. Stop. No. Lauren, just say what you got to say to get out of here.
Okay, fine. This is Lauren from Liberty and Mo knows country.
Oh, my God.
She does. We'll give you a chance to try to take the money from Mo tomorrow morning, 8:20. Next chance to play Mo Knows Country here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.